evidence and that he was essentially guilty of the charges, and that was, this was all right in front of the jury.
Wow.
The judge cross-examined my client. And then and that happened on a Friday, I believe. And then the next Monday morning, the judge apologized and said, I have to admonish myself. I crossed the line. I shouldn't have done that. And that was improper for me to do that. And therefore, I want you to disregard all of my questions and all of Mr. Loglia's answers. And then on the break, when we were in front of the jury, I said to the judge, well, Your Honor, of course, I would object to all that, and I moved for mistrial, and I think it was too little and too late. The judge said, well, thank you very much, Mr. Hansen, but I'm overruling your objection. We'll go on with the case. So that was an interesting moment in the trial.
Can we descend to the particulars of the trial? They came out with the original indictment. You think it was filed 2004, 2005.
Yeah, after
the trial got started, it looks like in May or June. I looked at the docket sheet yesterday, but when did this trial get started?
The trial started May 22nd of this year, and it extended through until this last Monday.
4 months.
Yeah, actually, though, we took a week off every month. The judge had other things he had to handle, but it went 4 months because, of course, during the week we were... We were preparing like mad for the next, you know.
And so, was it 5 days every week?
No, it was four.
Okay, good enough. Hey, we got a break. Listeners, come back after this commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today. 1-800-691-7898. And
today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Defendants who were not guilty on 8 out of 9 counts, but they had hung juries on 2 counts. So basically they were all not guilty except for 1 count each, those 2. And then there were the main three defendants, Bobby Kerry and Lori Kerry and Alexander Loglia, were hung. The jury was hung on all counts. I interviewed the jury.
You have any idea about the split?
Well,
you did get to interview the jurors?
What's that?
You got to interview the jurors?
Oh, yeah. We were standing outside the courthouse afterwards, and the jury came, the ones that apparently had voted for us at least, came and kind of clustered around the defense attorneys, and they wanted to talk to us. So we talked to them for quite a while, and as close as I could determine with regard to my client, it was 7-5 in his favor.
Wow, man!
And the other ones, they said some of them were 6-6. It varied depending on the charge on some of them, but it was basically either an even split or in our favor.
Wow, boy!
So that
indicates to me that retrial might not happen.
That's right. I don't know what the government's going to do, but I'm sure that they'll be interviewing the jurors and finding out what happened to see if they want to retry the people on the hung jury counts.
Some of the jurors also led some of the people to believe that the judge had hauled them off to talk to them personally as a group and told them how upset he was that they had not convicted him, which I believe would be a felony.
I don't know. I don't know what the judge did, and I don't know that would be a felony, Chris.
Well, it would be, because it would be jury intimidation for all jurors that came after them, because they would be intimidated by the judge. I believe absolutely that's jury intimidation.
Well, let's get back to the trial. So how many witnesses did the government call? What was the overall picture that was painted by the jury during the trial by the government?
Well, they tried to show that they called, I don't remember how many witnesses, there must have been at least 50. I didn't keep track of that. There were 18 of them that tried to have testify on conspiracy counts. None of them confirmed that. They called a witness who got on the stand and on cross-examination admitted that she was an embezzler and a liar and lied right in front of the jury. We really got to some of their witnesses. They tried to show that this was a big conspiracy, that they were trying to hide it from the government, and that everybody knew that the gold coins were just they called it a sham transaction, because you could cash the gold coins in at the business if you wanted to. You could exchange them for Federal Reserve notes, or you could take them home.
Okay. Hey,
so
let me ask
you a question. That the cashing in or the exchanging of the gold coins for the currency was just a convenience offered by the employer, which is the same thing that the casinos in Las Vegas do. You can get your check and you can go over the cashier's cage and cash it in. So we said it's just like that. The real thing, the real pay happens at the gold and silver coin window. And the people thought that was money because it looks like money, it sounds like money, it tastes like money, it must be money.
Okay, so where did Bobby Carey get these gold coins?
He got them from various sources. I know that he got them from Louis Fogelman, who was a coin dealer in New Mexico. And, in fact, the government had Mr. Fogelman come and testify. And I got up and said, well, Mr. Fogelman, let me show you this $50 gold piece here. No, I showed him a silver dollar, and I said, look at this silver dollar, and I want to show you a Federal Reserve note, a $1 Federal Reserve note. I said, now, aren't these equivalent legally? Because I thought he would say yes. And you know what he said?
He said Federal Reserve note?
He said, no, the Federal Reserve note is not money, and it's not a dollar. The only true dollar is the silver dollar in your right hand there.
Oh,
that
so
was the
true.
Government witness. That was a government witness.
And then I said, well, let's talk about this form. I believe it's Form 8300 that you have to submit. It's a
transaction CTR form.
The $10,000, yeah, the TTR form. And I said, when do you report to the government if you've got over $10,000? And he said, well, I figure that in my silver and gold coin. So I never do because it never goes over that. I've never had a transaction that big. So we looked at the form, and it said coins and so on and so forth. And I said, well, in other words, your monetary system is a gold and silver coin, so you don't report unless it's over $10,000 in the gold or silver coins. And he said, that's exactly right.
Gee, that matches the defense theory.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a government
witness.
Hey, Joel, is that Fogelman, Fogelman?
Yeah, and he's in New Mexico. I don't remember what town he's in.
What was his first name?
Lewis, I believe. Lewis Fogelman. And okay. I think Bobby Carey and my client and others ordered a lot of gold coins from him. And after he got off the stand, we went and talked to him. And he said, I had a lot more to say, but I didn't get a chance. I said, I know. I don't think the judge would let you say everything you wanted to say, but you said plenty. And then we had a lot of employees from the state Department of Employment. What do you call that, Chris? The Nevada Employment Security Department. And the Contractors Board and all these places that were trying to prove that Mr. Carey was dealing in, defraud them, and but it came out that in many instances they knew he was dealing in gold and silver coins. The insurance agent came in, who was doing his workman's comp, and they tried to show that he was underreporting the amounts because he was figuring his workers' income in the gold and silver coins. And so it came out that he was reporting it all in gold and silver coins to the insurance company for workman's comp. And so I got up and I said, well, Mr. Insurance Man, I don't remember his name, I said, did you care? I said, you knew that he was doing this. And he said, no, we didn't care. It was fine. It was okay. That was a government witness. He said, yeah, we didn't care. And there was a lot of good moments in the trial. They had two CPAs who came in to testify. They'd been Mr. Carey's CPAs, and they were asked on cross-examination, of course, well, how how are you supposed to figure your tax liability if you get paid in gold and silver coins? One of them was a master's in taxation, and he said, I don't know, I'd have to research it. So we, and the other one said the same thing, and so of course we argued. The government was saying, well, you knew that you were supposed to figuring your income in the Federal Reserve notes, and our argument was, well, if a master's in taxation doesn't know,
yeah,
how does a carpenter know? And that was very strong. So we really had got a lot of good licks in on the government witnesses, and many and many of them agreed with our point of view.
Well, how long did it take the government to present their case, you know, approximately?
Oh, we only started presenting our case like in the last 2 weeks. They took up all the rest of the time.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, a lot of our case came in through theirs because we were cross-examining all their witnesses, and many of their witnesses were employees, and they were all highly complimentary of Mr. Kerry because he's such a wonderful man and had treated them properly, and they all said he's one of the most honest, hardworking, wonderful men I ever knew. Almost without a fault, they all said that.
And he is, too. He's
a great guy. Yeah.
Well, you know, I noticed that's my opinion of a lot of people in the freedom movement. You know,
that's their
attitude.
Certainly a great example of that because he's a wonderful fellow. And it was interesting because his wife was 9 months pregnant, or, you know, started out at 7 months pregnant and had the baby during the trial. And she came to trial almost every day, sitting in the back.
Wow. And she was a defendant?
No. No, she was just sitting there watching the trial.
Okay.
I think the jury knew exactly who she was.
So the government used about 50 witnesses to present their case.
Probably 50 or maybe more, yeah.
All right, and they took 80% of the time of the trial to present their case.
80 to 90% of the time, right.
All right. 2 weeks was used for the defense.
Yeah, or less. I guess it was probably 2 weeks. I had my client on the stand for like 4 days. Because he had a very complicated case. This was more complicated than everybody else's.
He actually had, he's going to law school, and he actually had a paper that he had written that one of his professors is a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals judge.
The professor.
And
the professor that,
that
he wrote the paper for was the Ninth Circuit
Tell
Court judge.
Tell him about
judge,
that part, Joel. You know more
Jay
about
Bybee. Well, my client wrote, it was a law student at the time, at the end of this time. He was in 2005, he was a law student, and his professor was Judge Jay Bybee from the Ninth Circuit, and it was a separation of powers seminar, so Alex wrote a paper and basically concluded that the courts and the executive department, i.e. the IRS, have no power and no authority to say that a gold coin is anything different than a paper dollar for purposes of tax liability, and that the courts only can determine, I mean, the Congress only can determine what the value of money is, and Congress had said that a gold coin was, you know, $50. It wasn't $500.
And it has never said that a Federal Reserve note is a dollar.
No,
never.
Absolutely.
There is no IRS statute and nothing in the code, and there is no IRS regulation, and there is no IRS revenue ruling. There's nothing whatsoever at all from the IRS in any of their forms or anything else that tells you how they think you should figure your tax liability if you are getting paid in gold and silver coins.
Well,
When the Constitution is drafted,
dollar appears in the Constitution.
Exactly.
You know, you have jury trials for $20. Now,
the dollar in the Constitution, of course, is the Spanish silver dollar.
Absolutely. So,
that the United States, when the Constitution was written, had no silver dollar. They had no dollars at all.
Well, no.
So
the dollar that's
in the Constitution is the Spanish silver dollar. It's the only meaning that can be if you go by original intent. It was the Spanish.
371.9 fine, pure silver.
And our new dollars, that Congress has the right to declare what a dollar is, and they have declared that is a silver dollar of 1 ounce. And
1 ounce.
50.
No. Congress, I want to disagree with you, Chris.
Okay.
Okay, we had in common circulation the Spanish bill silver dollar.
Yes.
That is the term that is used in the Constitution, dollar.
Yes.
And so, factually, Congress determined what a dollar was pursuant to the Constitution in 1792 when they came out with a report. Now, the way they did it is they took a whole bunch of Spanish mill silver dollars, melted them down, then average, you know, if you had, if you melted down 100 silver dollars, then they divided the resulting fine silver into dollar amounts, and that's the way they came up with, this is what a dollar is in 1792, and that is permanent.
I kind of disagree with you on that, because Article 1, Section 8.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Tinsel Town in the middle of the desert where the Joshua trees grow.
They
have
do.
Too much to say in 1 hour. I am hereby authorized by Tommy Crier, whose show is between 2 and 4 this afternoon, even though it's football Saturday afternoon. At Central Time between 2 and 4, Tommy Crier will have my two guests that are on here right now as his two guests. So I guess Tommy will pick up and explore this whole topic in greater detail. Now, we've only got just a few moments left, Joel and Chris. What's the significance of this case where the government invested 4 months in a trial, spent oodles of money, and they come up with a big zero?
Well, you know, I talked to one of the members of the jury, and he was extremely happy to be on the jury, and he said, you know, I just think this whole thing was wrong. He said, I thought it was wrong from the beginning, but, you know, I left my mind open. But the people that were on the jury just said, I just don't think the government was acting properly in this case. These people, the government created this money. The government created this dual monetary system, so to speak. They said that the coins were worth $1 or $50 or whatever. And then they come back and prosecute these people for using the coins that the government made. They said, that's not right. And we didn't buy it.
Wow, wow.
So that's what happened.
Good.
They just said we couldn't convict. And I argued on closing argument. I said, you know what? In order for the government for you folks to convict, and in order for the government to prove its case, they have to prove that my client and all these other people who did this for years didn't believe any of this. That they did. That it was all, you know, they had in their minds. Well, I really don't believe in this. And I said that's impossible. They did this for years and years. Everybody in this town knew about it. The IRS knew about it. All the governmental authorities knew about it. And these people believed in this. And unless they didn't believe in it, you cannot convict these people. And the government is impossible for the government to prove their case that these people did not believe in it. They believed in it. Congress said these were dollars. and they had the right to believe that their government, if they said it was a dollar, that it was a dollar.
Good show, good show.
And that was, and that's what they went with.
Hey, I talked to, in the Vern Holland case, six of the jurors have voted on our side. We got a hung jury in that case. But, hey, they left the courthouse and came over to Vern's Freeman Education Association. And
you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
That stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's painting the scenes of our lives.
Limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths.
Welcome
Maybe we'll try this again. This is the joys of doing internet radio. You just quite never know when the internet is going to say, hey, why don't you take a break right now and sit it out for a couple of minutes. But anyway, this is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. This is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality. This is an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from sentiments of blaming, of resentment, of all those thoughts of lack or limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all those who are anti this and anti that and anti everything. Now, I know you know who I mean. Those are the ones who would totally disempower us all with their messages of how we're being taken advantage of, how we're being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you just name them, how they are all in charge. And you, well, you, my friend, are in control of nothing. You are powerless, of course. Right here, this show, this is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity, not even the ones in our own heads.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back to the show. My apologies there for our little internet glitches. This is What We're Thinking About, and I am Ken Ludwig. And what we were talking about there just before we went to break a little early was that the show is about truth. The show is about universal truth, about spiritual principles. The show is about what Gandhi referred to as truth power. The basic idea of truth power is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. Now, I'm here to prove that theory because I totally believe that no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what your philosophy of life or your spiritual path, you can and you will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe. And that is what we focus on this show. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim, and you can do it by virtue of what you're thinking about. Now, that obviously is the name of this show, and that, my friends, is also the truth of your life. And I've been asked recently what exactly my show is about. And it was an interesting question because the original premise of the show was always to be about living a more positive and a spiritual life, which is pretty much the focus of my life. But as time has gone by, I've come to realize that we're all here to experience this life as the relationships that we have, and not just the relationships with each other, but our relationships to the whole, to the entirety, to the planet, to the animal life, to the universe in general. Everything that we experience creates some kind of a relationship in our own minds, in our own reality, and in the experiences that we live. And it is through those relationships that we exist. So part of what I've come to realize this show needs to be about is all of our relationships. It needs to be about our stewardship of the planet. It needs to be about citizenship, about our relationships to those we don't know, our relationships to other countries, our relationships to what we would like to see in the world. And I think part of that has to do with ecological stuff. It has to do with political stuff. So I've kind of broadened the scope of what I'm about and what I will talk about. I've always said that we'll talk about anything on this show. And by the way, if you're interested in calling in and discussing pretty much anything that might be on your mind, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. My rules for talking on a call are very simple. It must be something that I know a little something about, otherwise you're just going to be doing a monologue and I'll just be sitting here listening, and that's not the way my show's supposed to work. That'll be your show then. We won't blame anybody for anything, because I'm very clear that everything starts within. It all starts within our own hearts, so we blame no one. And lastly, we will not argue. We can disagree, but we certainly will not argue about anything. So those are kind of the rules of engagement, if you will. I am always interested in hearing your point of view. I'm always interested in discussing what you think about my point of view. My point of view is always based in metaphysics, and maybe if we have time today, we'll discuss a little bit about metaphysics and maybe define that a little bit for some people, because a lot of people know the word but really don't know what it means and what it all entails. And it's kind of it's an enormous picture. It's very huge. And I don't know that we'll ever describe the entirety of it, but I can certainly give you some idea of what my beliefs are and what I view as the metaphysics of the universe. So, all that said, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago when my show was on in the evenings, I did a little conversation about bottled water in this country. Now, I'm as guilty as anybody. I love my bottled water, but the bottled water thing is almost comical at this point. In 1976, we consumed 1.6 gallons of bottled water per person, just 1.6 gallons in all of 1976. By 2006, 30 years later, we had an increase of 1,625% to 27.6 gallons per person. Now, 27.6 gallons really doesn't sound like a whole heck of a lot. I think most showers consume at least half that much. So 27.6 gallons doesn't sound like a lot to me. But when you convert that into some other numbers, then it gets a little weird, because that represents 8.25 billion gallons in America alone, which is equal to about 30 billion actual bottles of water. Now, that's a lot of bottles, and I think that's one of the biggest problems we have here. In 2006, we spent $15 billion on bottled water, which was more than we even spent going to the movies. One in five Americans drinks absolutely no tap water at all. And according to a recent Gallup poll. And interestingly enough, where one in five of us doesn't drink any tap water at all, when we talk about bottled water, of course, we all have these images of underground caves and mountain streams and everything natural and all these beautiful resources. But that pastoral picture really isn't entirely accurate, because between 25 and 40% of all the bottled water sold in the United States is nothing more than purified tap water. That's the case with both Aquafina and Dasani, which are both sold respectively by Pepsi and Coke. They account for about 24% of all the nation's bottled water sales. And it's basically just purified tap water. They tend to try and cover it up. Aquafina has a tagline that says, pure water, perfect taste, which sounds like it's going to makes it sound a little bit like it's coming from a mountain stream, and that it's purified with a state-of-the-art Hydro 7 purification system, which really is just their fancy way of telling you that they are repurifying tap water. One of the keys here, I guess, is that if you read on the label that the water comes from a municipal source or from a community water system, then 99 times out of 100, it's just plain old tap water, folks. And it's not doing you any good. So what's the popularity about here? And I had this article that I read. I think I'll read some of this to you. Whether or not we take the water to the park or the gym or to our desk at work, bottled water is undeniably convenient. Thanks to very clever marketing campaigns that link bottled water to purity, health, and self-improvement, it's also very check. No self-respecting gym rat, would work out without a bottle of designer water to swig next to him. And finally, there's the widespread perception that bottled water from mountain springs, glaciers, or the remote Fiji Islands is cleaner and healthier than tap water. Basically, we have this idea that there's nothing in there that's not good for you. And people just don't know the exact truth about that, because the truth is that bottled water is not necessarily better for us. Backed by scientific testing, experts say that it's not cleaner or healthier than water you can get from the faucet in most communities. In general, it does not taste any better. In fact, in one blind taste test, 75% of New Yorkers preferred their own city tap water, which is drawn from upstate New York reservoirs, and is, by the way, famously clean and tasty. They preferred that, 75% of them preferred it to bottled varieties. As for safety and purity, water from springs is not immune to contaminants. There are many, many contaminants found in nature, and they're also contaminants that are introduced during bottling. The fact is that the FDA standards for bottled water are looser than the EPA standards for public water. Bottled water can sometimes have more impurities, lots more impurities. Since most cities test their tap water for coliform bacteria 100 or more times a month, the law only requires that bottled water plants do so only once a week. A recent study done by Case Western Reserve University found that 15 of 39 samples of bottled water had bacterial counts almost twice as high as tap water for the city of Cleveland. I don't know where Cleveland came into it, but maybe that's where Case Western University is located. So the bottom line is that, there is no reason, real reason, that we should want to be drinking bottled water as a better source of our hydration. Now, it's obviously important to be hydrated, and a really positive aspect of this has been that as the consumption of bottled water has increased, the consumption of soda and soda pop has gone down. That's obviously a good thing because of all the sugars and the caffeine and stuff in most soda pop. But the big problem is, I think, the environmental impact of bottled water, because fewer than a quarter of all empty water bottles are recycled. The rest, which amounts to about 2 billion pounds, let me repeat that one, that's 2 billion pounds of plastic bottles from bottled water end up in landfills and incinerators or by the side of the road, or worse yet, in the sea, in the ocean, in the bays, in the waterways.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. 9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
right, welcome back. That's a great line in that song. Everybody wants to rule the world. And that's what we're talking about right here. We're talking about the bottled water industry and them wanting to rule the world. And we're just talking about some of the things I'm hoping, I said at the top of the hour, that this show is about our relationships to everything. And right now I'm talking about our relationship to the planet, and we're talking about it in reference to bottled water. Because bottled water is costs a fortune to produce in natural resources and in dollars. But it also costs a fortune to dispose of. And what we were talking about here was the amount of the transportation of the water. We're talking about that in order to distribute water around the United States from its point of origin to the places where it gets sold requires the equivalent of 37,818 wheelers every week. To ship a single bottle of Perrier from France to a supermarket shelf in Chicago consumes roughly 2 ounces of oil. 2 ounces of oil to ship one bottle of Perrier. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, but, and I don't have the math here in front of me, but if you just think for a second about how many bottles of Perrier we're talking about a lot of oil. Every step of the process, greenhouse gases are released, of course. On some of the bottles, you see things like snow-capped mountains and glaciers, when, in fact, the production of the bottle is contributing to global warming, which is melting those snow caps and those glaciers. So what kind of economic drawbacks are we talking about here? Well, we're talking about a lot, really. On balance, bottled water is incredibly expensive. It's more expensive in the case of the high-end waters. It's more expensive than gasoline. Its prices generally ranges from 75 cents to somewhere in excess of $6 a gallon, where tap water costs about 80 cents to $6.40 per 1,000 gallons. Let's do that one again. A gallon of bottled water costs you between 75 cents and $6 a gallon, where tap water costs between 80 cents and $6.40 per 1,000 gallons. In other words, a single 20-ounce bottle of water costing $1.50 would pay for about 1,000 gallons of municipal water, enough to fill that same bottle every day for 13 years. You get 450 gallons of tap